A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning, or anything else really, to joliecare@gmail.com. You guys, Tim Herrera, who many of you will remember from La Mob and beyond, will be joining me for the next month as my co-host and partner in crime.
Yay!
Woo! Yay! We're both very excited, as you can hear.
So excited.
I am absolutely thrilled to have Tim here, and I hope you will be too. Welcome back to the show, Tim.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. So happy to be the co-host in residency, as we're calling it. No, it's great. I'm super excited about this.
Good. It's going to be good.
Yes.
You guys, we have some fun plans. We are going to be doing all of June a series called Here Comes Summer, which there was like a little nod to nostalgia in me picking that name for the series because it was an OG series that they all did when I first started writing there back in 2010. And you know, the all
2010.
Is the all is great.
That was so long ago.
You know, the all is gone now, RIP, but it lives on in our hearts. And I thought that calling this summer kickoff, Here Comes Summer, was a nice little tribute to them.
Yay,
to the place where I really got my start. So this month we are going to be taking on all kinds of summer problems, from summer stains to things like your grills and backyard equipment. We're going to be doing a whole thing about sort of gym gear, as like a lot of us are realizing that our winter plans to get our summer bodies in shape maybe didn't go as great as we planned. I'm definitely in that boat. And so we hope you'll be really excited. One other thing that we're gonna try out for this month is we're gonna do shorter episodes, a little less banter. I'm already failing at that.
All right, so the first question is
so we're gonna be doing two questions an episode. We're just gonna try to tighten it up, see how people like that. Before we get into it, I want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. We are also going to be doing something really cool with the bonus episodes this month.
We have an amazing one today.
We are going to be doing my fantasy podcast. It's like
Our fantasy podcast. So we're going to make this happen. This is not a fantasy.
Yeah. So we, Tim and I have had this fantasy podcast called Chip Chat, in which we catalog and review all kinds of potato chips. Because we love potato. Who doesn't love potato chips?
There's such a wide world of bizarre flavors that I had no idea. You, honestly, I will say, introduced me to this curious world of like alt-flavored chips. And it's so I'm so happy that I'm here, but it is the weirdest thing. Okay, I still like I'm looking at what you've laid out for the bonus episode and still like can't comprehend like why these exist. I'm glad they do.
Because they're delicious.
I don't get it, but I love it.
Because they're delicious.
I'm so excited for them.
I'm really excited too. And we hope you guys will be excited about it too. We're really, really excited. We think this is a great idea. So we figured we
Yeah, we love it. So just confirm that if you will. If you disagree, do not at us whatsoever. We don't want to hear it.
Every page are just canceled or fledged. We're like, we're out of here. We're not listening to two people eating potato chips for 30 minutes. We're out of your damn minds. What's wrong with you two? This is who the New York Times is writing for them? No wonder they're failing. I should also remind you guys, Tim is my editor at the New York Times.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's we also work together in a more serious capacity. This is where we blow off steam. Anyway, we're really excited about Chip Chat. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. And we have our May patron thanks to do this week. Lots of new patrons, you guys. Thank you so much. So here are our patrons that we have to thank. Joel DePippa, Jacqueline Cribley, Ginevra. I love the name Ginevra. I went to high school with a Ginevra.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah. Amy Conway, David Keniston, Vanessa Rousseau, Jake Jepson. You guys remember Jake.
Yeah.
I think he bled so he could listen to his own bonus episode.
I get it. I'll take it, Jake.
Lindsay Lafreniere, Jennifer Samuel, Rob Blatt, Liz Goodfellow, Judy Serrato, Jennifer Rosen, Archer Brinkley. And a very special thanks goes to Rachel Rutowski, who pledged $10.
Ooh.
As a reminder, if you guys pledge at that level, you are entitled to have a question fast-tracked for answering on the bonus episode. So I will say most of the $10 patrons don't take advantage of that, and you guys should.
Amazing resource here.
Here I am. We also have some of our nicest patrons. These are the people who pledge $269, $369, $690, etc. So a very nice thank you to Deidre Stretton, Julie Baylor Harton, Ryan Bohan. I'll tell you also, Ryan is the one who makes the 69 shirts that say, "I bet you can't guess my favorite number" in upside down scripts.
Oh, I've never seen those.
Yeah, he sent me one anonymously and then he like came forward. He sells them on Amazon. If you guys want them, you can go to Amazon and just type in, "I bet you can't guess my favorite number," and they'll pull up his shop. Inga Kersbergen, Leah Pocketer. And, oh, this was a nice one. So when John Taylor was here as co-host in residency, we said, or he said, he was like, you know, it's funny that people don't, like, give the 69 pledges with, like, fake names. And then we got one. So thank you to DP Throat. My listeners keeping it classy as always. Oh, I'm proud of you guys. And then we have a very sweet patron. This is a 420 patron. Thank you to Emmeline Deploy. All right. So thanks, you guys, for supporting my show. It means so much to me. All right. Now let's just jump right into our summer app.
Let's do it.
We got some science to discuss today.
Oh,
Tim.
Great.
You know, I love the science. All right. So I'm going to have you read the first question from Emily.
All right. Emily writes, "Jolie, since the weather's heating up, I thought this was a timely question. My boyfriend dutifully sprays down with sunscreen, but it always leaves a gross orange/pink ring around the collar of his white V-necks. I've tried Zout on the stains and OxyClean in the laundry, but neither worked. He suggested bleach. Ooh. I noticed that when the bleach splashed onto the shirts in the washing machine, there was a momentary chemical reaction where the entire shirt, the white part of the body where there are no stains on the shirt itself, primarily just the V-neck ribbing, turned the same orange/pink. So what's going on? And how do I get the stuff off? We live in sunny New Orleans, and at this rate, he's going to be broke buying new white V-necks all summer. Thank you." Great.
Do you know what's going on, Tim?
You're
a Jolie Care super fan, so sometimes, there are things that you that are, like, taking root in your brain.
Well, we normal people can contain only so much cleaning information, and this one has fallen out of my brain.
Okay,
so I'm gonna punt to my co-host on this one. Take it away, Jolie.
Fair enough. Okay, so I have to tell you guys, I just got back from a vacation. I was in L.A. in Palm Springs, and literally when I was sitting poolside in Palm Springs, baking in the desert heat, I was explaining the chemical reaction that's going on in sunscreen.
What else would you talk about on a vacation? That's great.
Yeah. It was very relaxing for someone like me. So here's what's happening. Indeed, there is a chemical reaction going on. There is an ingredient commonly found in sunscreens called avobenzone.
Hmm.
Avobenzone is the devil when it comes to staining, and here is why. It is a very odd little animal in the stain world. What happens when avobenzone comes in contact with iron is that it turns into what is essentially a rust stain. It has the same chemical makeup as a rust. Oh, Tim is just like, I know this one.
Okay, now it's coming together.
I know all the super fans out there are like, Tim, I know this one. It's avobenzone. It turns to iron. That's how I imagine you all talk. It's how I talk. So you guys were probably like, okay, well, I just won't, like, rub my sunscreeny shirt up against my radiator. Like, what? Okay, the problem is that there is iron in our water. And so when the sunscreens that contain avobenzone come in contact with any kind of water or anything that has some iron in it, it is going to turn into that pinkish, orangish, basically rust stain. The other thing that's odd about rust stains is that they hate both chlorine bleach and our beloved OxyClean. Ugh. And so that's why
we're doing everything wrong.
I went when Emily
every single thing you should not do. It's okay, Emily, we'll get there.
We're gonna solve it. Don't worry. It's okay. I'm just like Vanilla Ice. If there's a problem, I'll solve it, okay? And then I'll get like dangled out a window.
What?
For my troubles. Do you not know about Vanilla Ice getting dangled out of the window?
Wait,
by
what?
Shug Knight?
What? Maybe we'll come back to that in the bonus episode, but we are coming back to that. Okay. Is this a thing? So,
yes,
am I in
thing.
The... Wow, okay,
yeah,
okay.
Right. You're, you know what? This is a generational thing, because you're a decade younger than me, and that's why I know it and you
wow.
don't.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Indeed. Well, that's on me.
Yeah. I've like had to explain lots of like pop culture, old lady pop culture things on this podcast. I had one guest who didn't know Bad Blood was about Katy Perry. I'm everyone knows
who
that,
wouldn't know
right?
That? Yeah.
Okay. So when we're talking about rust stains, you can't use chlorine bleach and you can't use OxyClean. Unfortunately, those things are going to actually make the stains worse. However, you can still treat them. Here are a couple of things that you can do. First of all, there are dedicated laundry products for rust stains. Probably the easiest one to find is the Carbona Stain Devils. The one you want for that is number 9. So the Stain Devils are the little series. There are 9 of them. Mm-hmm. And the last one is for rust and perspiration. And actually, probably around this time last year, someone asked on the show why that Stain Devil was for both of those. Like, what was the chemical similarity between those things? And I was like, you know, I don't know, because perspiration
is take a guess?
A protein stain. You can. I was like, but it's a protein stain and a rust stain is not. And I couldn't figure it out. I asked the Carbona people, so I do know the answer, but you can guess.
I bet it has to do with the deodorant they're using.
It does.
Yeah, that I do.
Yeah, it's because most of what we consider sweat stains are actually not sweat stains. They're caused by the chemical reaction between our clothing and the aluminum in our deodorant and antiperspirant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's why that Stain Devil is for both of those things, because they're actually chemically similar, because it's rust and actually aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
So that will definitely work. The other thing you can use, which is, I don't want to say, it's weird. It feels wrong. It's one of those cleaning things that feels wrong.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But if you can get past it feeling wrong, like it feels wrong, kind of in the same way that using like Pine Sol for grease stains
right.
feels wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you think of Pine Sol as cleaning your floors.
Yeah, yeah.
But actually, it works and it's great. Is a rust remover that's meant for surfaces like toilets. Right. Yeah. It feels weird, but it will work. And you'll find those things at home improvement and hardware stores. That's like the best place to find them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a brand called Wink, WHINK, which also like always makes me think of Plinko for some reason.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It sounds like
everyone's
a
favorite
Price is Right game.
Yeah. Didn't
Price
that have
is
its
right.
own show
yeah.
for like a little for a minute?
I think it did.
Is
like
it still
recently.
Around? Yeah, like in the last year, there was like a Plinko show.
I don't think it lasted.
I can't imagine it. Like, it's fun to watch in like 7-minute spurts.
That's very
but, like,
niche.
I don't want to watch like half an hour of Plinko.
I might watch a half hour of Plinko.
Really?
I
would play half. Well, I mean, know
Tim,
if I would play half an hour of
I'm
Plinko.
I'm a very odd individual. I don't know if you noticed in the year or so that we've worked
here
together.
Here and there, yeah. Certain things just seem a little off.
Just a little. But anyway, but the hardware store is a great place for that. And
Plinko.
We're just going all over the place.
Okay. So what much a for, focus. What a time
so,
constraint
so much
here.
For,
I'm just going to shut
up
and
show.
Let you talk about.
We're not going to be catty. We're just going to stick to business here and ask a clean person the podcast.
And Plinko. which we want Wink.
Yes.
W-H-I-N-K.
It's just one brand to look for. They're all fine.
Yeah.
It's just the thing is that like, I find it's helpful to give people an actual brand name to go mm-hmm. look for instead of sending them out into the wild. Like, go find a rust remover.
Right.
Thanks, lady.
You're
That's
so helpful.
Very helpful advice.
Oh.
The one thing to look for, however, if you do go into the hardware store and you're looking at the rust removers, turn them over, look at the instructions, and make sure they're safe for use on fabric.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Some of them aren't.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are. Most of them are.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them aren't. Okay. Now, this is the real way to go.
Uh-huh.
This is the real way to go. And this is what actually, like, basically everyone who has read an Ask a Clean Person column or listened to a show and heard me give the sunscreen / rust stain advice, this is the thing that somehow people always do.
Mm-hmm.
And they always write back and they're like, holy shit, it worked. I'm like, I didn't know it worked. You think I'm just out here giving like advice that doesn't work? You know,
like... The one thing she said, yes.
And so here's what it is. It's lemon juice and salt.
Oh.
I know. It seems like it's...
How simple.
It's so simple.
That's it?
It seems like it shouldn't work, but it really works.
Oh, so we'll just cut the last 8 minutes of the podcast and get straight to...
Listen, some people like to buy things. Some people are acquisitive, Tim.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. I get it.
I'm like, I'm looking at you. But the technique is important. So okay. Here's the technique that you're going to use for the lemon juice and salt on rust stains. First, you are going to start by rinsing the stained portion of the garment with cool water. Just like hold it taut under the faucet, cold water, flush it out. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to lay the thing flat in a place where it can stay and where it can stay with water and lemon juice on it. So don't put it on like a dark wood surface where you're going to end up with like a water ring and lemon juice bleaching. Okay?
Okay, good.
Just, you know. An ironing board actually would be a great place to do this.
Perfect.
Just throw it on an ironing board for overnight. Skipping ahead. Sorry. Okay. So you're going to lay this thing flat. You're going to squeeze lemon juice all over the stain. Then you're going to make an anthill style mound of salt. You guys hear me talk about that all the time.
That it's little
the
red wine.
The little mound of salt that I love. We're both making little, you can't see us. We're making little like.
That's how you make the mound. We're trying to build a mound
this
right now.
This is also like somehow like my mother's go to like Italian gesture, like the Italian claw. You guys can't see it. I'm just doing like a full on claw right now. So now I'm having anxiety because I feel like I'm getting in trouble with my mom. Ro is yelling at me, just pointing. Pointing with claws. So your little anthill of salt is going to go right on top of that lemon juice, and then you're going to let it sit overnight.
Overnight.
Overnight. You're going to let it sit overnight. In the morning, you're going to dump the salt off, like over a trash can, brush it off, and then you're just going to launder the garment.
Cool.
That's all. Yeah.
How simple.
That's it. Easy as pie.
Great.
Cheap and easy, too,
cheap
right?
Easy.
So we like that. The other thing is, like, lemons are abundant, especially in summer when we're, like, squeezing them into our iced tea and making lemonade and all of that good stuff. So, you know, and hopefully everybody has salt. If you don't, I don't want to dine in your house. Everything will be flavorless. Sorry, that was very judgmental.
Yeah, it's fine.
Salt.
You know, people have their preferences. It's not
salt.
A problem.
I'm a salt monster. I can't help it. All right. On that confessional note that I'm a salt monster. It's also very good for cleaning.
Yeah.
This is a good time for us to take a quick break. Tim and I will be right back with more about your summertime woes. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Tim Herrera, my co-host in residency for the month of June.
Hello again.
Hello, hello. We've been talking about summer problems. All right, we have another real doozy.
Uh-oh.
Real doozy, yeah. Especially for someone like me who, well, I'll tell you when you read the question. I'll tell you why. All right, so here's a question from Andy.
All right. Andy asks, Jolie, I have what appears to be a spicy mustard or rust stain on my cotton shirt. Any ideas on how I can remove it or at least fade it enough that I can wear it? Thanks. Spicy mustard or rust?
I don't think it's a rust stain. I think it's spicy mustard. But I do feel like this is someone who's
Would those look the same?
Who's been with me long enough that, like, he goes to rust stain.
Yeah.
I feel like he's one of my old timers. Yeah,
he's picked up on these themes you have.
Yeah, I feel like because spicy mustard is that kind of dark brown, that kind of like it's not the bright.
Well, I'm thinking of like what a spicy mustard at a rust day would look like. I guess if they faded enough, they could be kind of the same color. Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
So here's the thing: if it's a rust stain, lemon juice and salt
already covered.
Here's the good news about lemon juice and salt: it's not going to make a stain any stain. Oh, I shouldn't say any stain. I'm sure there's like one stain out there. Some weird outlier stain. just wants to be itself.
I'm sure you'd have found it.
Yeah, that will hate lemon juice. But generally speaking, like, the lemon juice is probably not going to hurt anything. So maybe just try that first in the event it is a rust stain.
Mm-hmm.
If that doesn't do the trick, then we can, like, probably rule out rust stain.
Yeah.
And we can go on and we can use other things. So let's start with mustard. I'm going to talk about mustard specifically, but then I also want to talk about our other popular hot dog and hamburger condiments, our good friends, relish and ketchup.
You know what? I hate relish on hot dogs. Can I just say that?
Do you really?
I hate it.
Do you hate it generally or just on hot dogs?
I guess I've never had it in any different context, like,
I think
only
you just
hot dogs.
Hate relish.
Yeah, well, it's not good. I realize that's like a minority opinion, but
I don't think it is a minority opinion. I think
really?
It's the least favorite of the three. I love it.
It just doesn't.
But if someone tries to put ketchup on my hot dog, I will go wild.
Really? You gotta have both. You have your mustard and your ketchup. No relish.
No mustard and relish.
No, what? What? No ketchup at all.
No ketchup at
all. Not even alone?
No.
I guess why would you have ketchup alone? I've
just
done
a
that.
Bowl of ketchup.
You dip the hot dog in the bowl.
The only I like ketchup for two things. Uh-huh. And two things only.
Okay.
Actually, maybe three.
Yeah.
The first is I like it for dipping Munchos potato chips in.
I have no idea what Munchos is.
But specifically only Munchos potato chips.
Okay. What is it about Munchos that goes well with ketchup? Is there is Munchos a flavor or a brand?
It's a brand.
Okay.
They're like these super, super light, kind of really greasy potato chips. And I love, they're probably my favorite chip, except I feel ill every time I eat a whole bag of them. They're really greasy.
Worth it though, right?
Yeah. It's a problematic fave.
Favorite chip though. That's a big statement.
It's a huge statement coming from me, which we're going to talk a lot about in Chip Chat.
Yeah.
I will bring some in for our second Chip Chat so that you can try that.
Excellent.
They're really extraordinary potato chips. I like ketchup for topping on meatloaf.
Oh, okay. All right.
Gotta
I get
have
that.
A sauce.
I get that.
Gotta
yeah.
have a sauce.
Yeah.
Ketchup, mustard, brown sugar is my family sauce.
Oh, okay.
And then I also will I'll have it with fries.
Yeah.
Only if I can put like a half a bottle of Tabasco sauce in it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I get that too.
Those are my uses for ketchup.
But yeah, like, that's understandable.
I don't have a bottle of ketchup in my house.
Oh, I used to hate ketchup. And then I like became like a somewhat of adult and learned I love it. I have so many things like that. We talked about this last time maybe. Anyway, topic for a whole other discussion. Wow, what a skip back to.
I have no control over this show.
Wow, this is we try to keep it short here. Going
well,
off
we are
on
keep it
things
short,
that
we're
I hated
gonna,
as a child.
We're only going to do two questions.
This is going to be a therapy session at some point.
I think
point.
The thing is that for me, relish takes the place of ketchup
because
it's sweet.
I don't even remember it being sweet. It's been that long. But it also totally may be one of those things that I think I hate,
I was just
but
gonna
I
say,
don't actually hate.
I think we need to get you a hot dog with some relish on it.
Maybe that can be one of my summer goals.
I think it's a good summer goal.
Okay.
I think it's a good summer
goal.
We'll
try, because admittedly, it's probably been, 10, 15 years since I've had a relish
hot dog. You may have come around on it.
We'll give it a shot.
I'm a mustard and relish kind of girl. I live in because I eat a lot of hot dogs. I love hot dogs, right? Because I'm at Coney Island all the time.
I was going to say, we'll go to Coney Island, chill on the beach, you eat some hot dogs.
Exactly. And I also know all the secrets to Coney Island. So
I love Coney Island, but I don't go that often. So every time I'm there, I'm just like enthralled with it.
Yeah, I love it. The people watching is the best thing about it.
Agree.
It's
amazing.
But because I'm like eating hot dogs with mustard and relish, I live in constant fear that I'm going to like drop a huge blurb on my shirt, like while I'm out and about. Like, yeah. I have no recourse, As I'm saying, I have no recourse. As if I don't have a satchel of cleaning products in my bag.
Yeah, we all
time.
Know that is
We've
not
all
true.
All seen the bag of cleaning products at Joel
Mary Poppins mag, yeah. Magic mag.
They came in handy on vacation, actually. People were spilling left and right. And I was just like handing out shout wipes like a crazy person.
Showering them.
I steal them from the bathroom at one of my offices, not the New York Times. Sorry, I don't steal from the New York Times. Okay, so let us go through your I've spilled a hot dog condiment on myself triage methods. Okay, and then I'm going to talk about some specific stain removal stuff for mustard.
Okay.
So you get a big blurb of whatever,
mm-hmm.
whether it's relish, whether it's mustard, whether it's ketchup, down the front of your shirt. Like, say you're sitting at the Mets game.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing you want to do is, if you can, if you've got access to a spoon or a butter knife, even a plastic one,
mm-hmm.
You want to sort of scoop as much of the condiment off of yourself, your pants, your shirt, whatever it is, as you can by lifting it away from the fabric.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like a, this is one of those places where podcasting and its lack of visuals is a bit limiting.
I'll just describe you doing it in explicit detail.
Because I am doing the hand gesture. Like, that's the
flipping
thing.
Your hand up. You scooping up is the motion.
Up and away. Up and away is the motion. You lift it away from the fabric. And then hopefully you have some napkins or some paper towels or something that you can use to blot the stain. Now, when I say blot, I mean blot. I don't mean rub at the stain. That's just going to spread it more.
Yeah.
Just blot. So, like, take your napkin and just go flat. You're going to hear me clapping.
Now she's smashing her hands together. She blots the stain off her shirt.
It wants to be like a direct motion. Like, blot, blot, blot. Okay? No one will ever hear this. Jolie's clapping. Blot, blot, blot.
Seal clapping in here.
I know, with my long, creepy fingernails, too. They're like Barbara Streisand fingernails right now. That's the second time in like two episodes that reference has come up. I wasn't the one who made the first one up. So then you're going to blot. If you don't have anything else on you, then the next thing to do after you've gotten up as much of you as you can is to dab a little water on the stain. So again, you want to blot, blot, blot with some water.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to flood it though, because that'll just make it spread.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I always flood it. That's always like my first go-to.
Damn.
So now you're saying, don't flood it.
Do you say these things for me? Why?
It's a process. We're learning about each other. We're learning about our lives. We're on this growth journey together.
We really are. It's fascinating.
Wait, although, does it matter if it's cold water or hot water?
Not really. Cold is ideal.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't really make that much of a difference.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is just like get some water in there. Get some water in there.
Yes.
Now, if you do have hand sanitizer on you.
Yes.
Yes. That is going to be a great thing to use because it has a high concentration of alcohol in it. And alcohol is a great stain remover. If you have rubbing alcohol on you, I mean,
as one does.
Yeah. The thing is that actually, like, I do encourage people to get those pre-moistened alcohol wipes, those swabs.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually called prep pads because they're what, like, you use to prep an insertion site for like a needle.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, that's great about them is that they're individually wrapped and you can buy like 10,000 of them for $2. They're very cheap. They're very, very handy. They're great for like cleaning your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
They're great for cleaning. Like I'm just back from a vacation. So I was on an airplane, which airplanes are filthy.
Ugh, disgusting.
And they're great. So they're great for like wiping down like armrests or tray tables, or like there's just like a whole lot of stuff that are really great. Oh, you know what also they're really great for? This is like maybe a little illicit. But if you're going to be like sharing a vape.
Is that illicit? A vape? Vapes are like pretty mainstream.
I guess I was thinking about what I might particularly use a vape for in the particular state that I live in.
Alyssa, oh boy, we're getting dirty.
If you're gonna share a bowl, all right, like let's level with what I'm getting at here. Just because you're a pothead doesn't mean you have to have oral herpes. Also, so much for my theory that I was gonna like keep this a little bit more like PG than I usually do.
That's like relative.
That's okay. That's okay.
Like, that's like pretty okay.
Yeah. I think adults know that adults smoke weed.
We're all adults here.
Yeah.
We're living the real world.
Anyway, those prep pads are great for that. If you're like sharing stuff.
Sharing stuff.
Stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, if you think about it, if they're sterile enough for hospital use, right?
They're sterile enough for your vape.
You know. Okay, so rubbing alcohol is a great equalizer when it comes to stain removal. Hand sand is full of it.
Mm-hmm.
Most people have hand sand on them or next to someone who has hand sand on them because everyone has turned into a weird germaphobe.
There's one in my bag right there.
Yeah, of course. Okay, now let's talk about mustard stains. The good news is, regardless of whether this is a spicy mustard stain or a rust stain, the lemon juice and salt trick is actually going to work on the spicy mustard too.
It will.
Yes.
Amazing.
And
versatile trick here.
I have to add something. I have to add like a bit of terror. I want you guys to live in terror. Okay. So this is not true of most spicy mustards. Mm-hmm. Because most spicy mustards only are getting their color from mustard seeds, from yellow mustard seeds. Yellow mustard, however.
Ah, this is what I was going to ask. I'm glad we got there. You're way ahead of us all.
Yellow mustard falls into the category of the worst stain in the world because yellow mustard usually gets its bright yellow hue from turmeric.
My old
nemesis. Mm-hmm. My old nemesis, turmeric. So I have to give a shout out to episode 25.
Oh, you guys,
this is episode 120.
Whoa.
That's how old.
That's wild.
Episode 25 is.
Wow.
With, do you know who the guest was?
I have no idea.
Jaya Saxena.
Oh, great.
Our mutual pal, Jaya Saxena. Actually, it is her wedding anniversary is today as we record.
I saw that on Instagram.
Yes, mm-hmm. I was at that wedding. In fact,
oh.
Humble brag. The wedding to the stars.
Truly.
And actually, I was thinking, because, you know, Jaya and Matt, Matt, her husband, right? Well, both of them have been on the show together.
I know, yeah.
And I was thinking that I might ask them to do a couples co-host in residency.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I know. Surprise, you guys.
That's great.
I haven't asked them yet.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Listen, no pressure.
I'm getting the news right now.
No pressure, too. Happy anniversary. I'm giving you the gift of clean casting.
What every couple wants on their anniversary.
The couple that clean casts together stays together. That's an old
classic
chestnut.
Saying. Yeah, yeah.
Who knows that one?
My parents talking about
indeed.
That.
Indeed. All right. So, turmeric, episode 25, the worst stain in the world. I have no good solutions yet to turmeric. But one of the solutions that's not bad is the lemon juice and salt trick.
Great. Comes
so,
back again.
Yeah. So it comes back around to that. Now, I will say also, I have some weird chemicals sitting in my home and also some products that were literally shipped to me from India that Jaya and I have been saying that we are going to like get together and do a whole turmeric removal like experiment.
Yeah.
And so I probably owe you guys that. and if I actually, I'll tell you what, if I can convince Jaya and Matt to do a co-hosting residency before we do the residency, I will go up to their apartment. We will have a big, big experimental day. And then that'll be the first thing that we do.
Amazing.
Yeah. Cause I do need to do that. It's just like, it's just one of those things that's on my like wish list. Mm-hmm. I'm slowly picking off. Holy Grail.
It's a long list, I'm sure.
It's a pretty long list.
I feel like that ranks pretty high on the list.
It's very high. Yeah. It's very high. I think the problem is that I'm hesitant to do it because I'm afraid nothing will work.
Oh, so you're avoiding it because of a fear of failure.
I don't want to be crushed again.
Oh.
Or maybe again. Maybe it's actually deeper than
what
that.
What was the previous nemesis you couldn't conquer?
I don't know that I've had one I can't conquer.
Yeah.
Turmeric is really like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I think what I might be afraid of is that something will work.
And I'll
lose my sworn enemy and my like reason for living. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. What are we without our enemies?
Yeah. I mean, I have a whole list of them.
That's true. As we discussed before. Yes, that's right. Yeah. No, that's good. Oh, boy. So maybe you can't vanquish this one.
I know. Well.
You need turmeric to keep egging you on.
I feel like it might be like the source of my power, my hatred for turmeric. And also, I mean, it would make my auntie so happy if I had to like allow turmeric back in my home because I found the solution.
Wow, I guess we have to rescind the experiment.
I feel like
it's too big of a risk. Imagine.
I feel like professional duty is calling me, though. I feel like I have to put aside my personal needs and wants.
This is a real quandary.
It is.
A real quandary.
Well, I'll write about it for the New York Times.
Yeah, there we go.
Make
it's like you can mine content out of your personal struggles. That's really all that matters. It doesn't matter your internal pain. As long as you can get paid for it. That's what we're all doing here.
I like that. I like that. You guys, that'll do it for this episode.
Whoa! I got like another 40 minutes in me.
Well,
let's keep rolling.
Right, the
bonus episode is going to be 2.5 hours, by the way.
Well, no, here's the thing. And I really, you guys, I totally want to hear from you about whether or not you like the shorter format. The thing is for me is that there have been sort of two things that two ways that I've come to this. One, some of the feedback about the show generally is just like too much chat, too much banter.
Yapping.
I think that the banter is essential to making a show about cleaning not
homework
boring.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think it could be tightened up a bit. And also I think that there's a lot to be said, and I feel this personally in my life, for a 30 to 35 minute show just being the right length generally.
Good commute time.
Mm-hmm. I know that like a lot of times people send me a podcast and they're like, you have to listen to this. And I look at it and I'm like, ugh. 45, 50 minutes?
Oh,
like,
totally.
I don't know all day.
Right. Like, or it's like when your friend like G-chats you like a 2.5 minute YouTube clip and you're like, oh, great. Can't wait to watch it.
Yeah,
you're literally never going to watch it. Like,
yeah,
who has the time?
I don't have 2.5 minutes.
As we ramble on about not having enough time.
So let me know what you guys think. I figured, well, I had Tim here. This was a good time to experiment. Mostly because also, like, you guys know Tim. He's been on the show enough times that, like, it's not this stranger coming in who, like...
Stranger in your headphones here.
It's like when mom brings just home that. A new boyfriend.
Like, is that the... That's the first analogy that comes when I'm on your show.
Is it not? Like, you guys, am I wrong about that? I mean, I'm bringing in these strangers every week, and you're like...
Oh, my God.
Well, who'd she pick up this week at the Regal Beagle? Dragging some randos in here. Like...
Wow, okay.
Like, no kids.
Well,
this
kids, I'm not trying to replace your father. I'm just here to hang out with your mom, record a cool little podcast that you all love so much.
It's weird little podcast.
Two Thanksgivings and two holidays. God. We got to wrap this up, kid. We are really just getting at it.
I'm also really hungry. I need the chips. All right, you guys. So that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person podcast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.